This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 30th. God's word to you today is for your good. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 139, verses 3 to 5, and it says, "You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessings on my head." God has given you this commandment so that it will be well with you and with your children. It is love to teach this commandment to your children because it will do them good. The reality is, we are not doing our parents a favor by honoring them. We are doing ourselves a favor. When you dishonor your parents, you are doing yourself a disservice, because God says it is a condition for a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. People are quick to dismiss scripture a lot of the time for reasons of it being in the Old Testament, or by reason of grace, or by reason of New Testament, the New Covenant. Nothing in God's word permits a child to treat his or her parents shabbily. Ephesians 6 verse 2 says, "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise." And what is the promise? Ephesians 6 verse 3 says, "If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth." This definitely dismisses the New Testament, New Covenant theology. If things are not going well with you, deliverance is not the first thing to address. If things are not going well for you, the first thing you do is check your honor for your biological and spiritual parents. Check and resolve it so that it will be well with you. Unfortunately, we have a generation of people that would rather bathe with anointing oil or jump from one spiritual house to another than obey scriptures. Honor. If your parents brought you pain and shame, you probably will put up a subconscious defense immediately. God is not here to hurt you, and you can trust him. Perhaps all your parents did was to confine you, to take joy from your life, and to take freedom from you. And so you see God as someone who wants to do the same things to you. That is wrong, because God is better than your parents. God is good, and the goodness of God cannot be improved upon. God is good, and there is no one better. That is what it means. God's outstretched arm is not to strike, but to bless you. Stop dodging God's arms. God wants to embrace you and do you good. Let us pray. Father, your commandments give me understanding. Let your word always be a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.